Good afternoon and welcome to Folk Music and Beyond. I'm Joanne Marr, and our special guests this afternoon are members of Gentil Quorum, the French-Canadian trio from Quebec. And I got a phone call from them a few minutes ago. They are on their way to the KALW studios. They're running a little late. So, let's start the show by giving you a little introduction to Québécois music. This is from Gentil Quorum's previous CD, La Bibournoise. And the song is called La Grande Ours Opossum. Gentil Quorum on Folk Music and Beyond.
J'avais un beau chapeau.
Oh, j'avais un beau chapeau.
Un écopeau.
Un écopeau.
que ma grand-mère m'avait donné comme un beau cadeau. Oh, crime m'a dit,
j'ai jamais rien vu de si beau. Oh, 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 j'ai jamais rien vu de si beau.
Oh, j'avais une belle chevelure.
Oh, j'avais une belle chevelure.
En poil de pourceau.
En poil de pourceau.
Que je peignais par en arrière avec un grand râteau. Oh, crime m'a dit,
j'ai jamais rien vu de si beau. Oh. Oh, oh, j'ai jamais rien vu de si beau.
Oh, j'avais une belle veste.
Oh, j'avais une belle veste.
En peau de rat.
En peau de rat.
Que j'attachais par en arrière avec un gros canot. Oh, crime m'a dit,
j'ai jamais rien vu de si beau. Oh, 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 j'ai jamais rien vu de si beau.
Oh, j'avais de beaux pantalons.
Oh, j'avais de beaux pantalons.
En écorce de melon.
En écorce de melon.
Que ma grand-mère m'avait donné pour faire les commissions. Oh, crime m'a dit,
j'ai jamais rien vu de si beau. Oh. Oh, oh, j'ai jamais rien vu de si beau.
Oh, j'avais un beau coat.
Oh, j'avais un très beau coat.
En frein de piquant.
En frein de piquant.
Qui se rendait jusqu'au genre et puis moi qui pensais que j'avais l'air d'un président. Oh, crime m'a dit,
j'ai jamais rien vu de si beau. Oh, 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 j'ai jamais rien vu de si beau.
Oh, j'avais une belle blonde. Dans le fort tuyau.
Dans le fort tuyau.
Elle s'appelait Marie Trompette et était pas trop comme il faut. Oh, crime m'a dit,
j'ai jamais rien vu de si beau. Oh, 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 j'ai jamais rien vu de si beau.
Oh, j'avais rien dans le nez.
Oh, j'avais rien dans le nez.
Qu'un petit morvia.
Qu'un petit morvia.
Qui pendait jusqu'au menton pis moi qui pensais que j'avais l'air d'un pacha. Oh, crime m'a dit,
jamais rien vu de si salaud. Oh, 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 jamais rien vu de si salaud. Oh, crime m'a dit, jamais rien vu de si salaud. Oh. Oh, oh, jamais rien vu de si salaud.
Hey, little lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump,
tiddly lump,
tiddly lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump,
tiddly lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump,
tiddly lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump, tiddly lump,
Listening to some of the music of French Canada. That was Kate and Anna McGarrigle from their very first album that was done many years ago. Their classic song, Complainte pour Saint Catherine. And before Kate and Anna, we heard from Le Vent du Nord from Quebec, a medley of tunes, Cré Mardi, followed by La Tourloute, Durand des Sloan. And we began with Gentil Quorum from their second to the last CD, La Bibernoise. And we started with La Grandeur's Opossum. I'm Joanne Marr, and my special guests in studio who have just arrived are members of Gentil Quorum. They are Pascal Gem, Jan Falquet, and Alex de Grosbois-Garon. Welcome all of you to KALW.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
Hope I'm pronouncing your names correctly.
It's very good.
Yes, yeah, very,
good.
Very well.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people in our audience have probably never heard Quebecois folk music before, so why don't you give us a little demonstration of what it sounds like?
Sure. We'll play le violon guérisseur.
Yes, yes, yes. Actually, it starts by a little jig by Pascal, and then goes into a Métis tune, which is a really interesting culture up in Canada, of the fiddlers in Manitoba. And we end this with a great Quebecois reel from Pascal.
Very well put, Jan.
Shall we?
Yeah.
The Gentil Carême Trio from Quebec, my special guests on Folk Music and Beyond, giving us a little preview of what you can expect to hear at their concert tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock at the Freight and Salvage in downtown Berkeley. Is this the first time you're going to be performing at the Freight?
It is, yes. We're very, very, very thrilled to be performing in this legendary venue.
Oh, I think you're going to have a good time. The Freight moved into a new building a couple of years ago, so this building has a very nice, roomy performance space with state-of-the-art acoustics, so I think you're going to enjoy yourselves tomorrow evening.
Excellent.
We can't wait. Yes.
Well, you know, I've been spending the last few weeks listening to Quebecois folk music, and I came to learn that it's very different from French traditional folk music from France, because up until recently, I kind of lumped the two together.
Yeah, lots of people do that with French and Quebecois and even Cajun music a little bit because
yes.
of the French language. But I think we do, there is a connection between French traditional and Quebecois traditional, especially if you look at the songs without the accompaniment, just the chanson à répondre, the call and answer songs. They're very similar. Some of them are actually the same song, but just that evolved a little differently. But if you listen to the instrumental music like we just did, it actually connects way more with the music of Scotland and Ireland.
Right, right.
Yeah, and French music, traditional music from France is so diverse to start off with that
there's so many
be a bit more specific that what we do is more like Centre France, Normandy, Brittany type songs.
Well, a few weeks ago, I was devoting a program to French folk music from France, the music of Malicorne.
You've heard
of Malicorne?
Yeah.
They were the band at the forefront of the folk revival in France back in the 70s and 80s. And I love the music of Malicorne, but a lot of their music tends to be rather dark and somber and heavy and kind of draws from a lot of those English murder ballads. And the drones of the hurdy-gurdies are a very prominent feature of Malicorne's music. So when I started listening to your music for the first time last week, it was like night and day. Quebecois music is so different from the music of Malicorne.
A ray of sunshine.
A warm winter wind.
Well, Quebecois music, the music we've just been hearing the last few minutes is very playful, it's lighthearted, it's fun, it's even silly, whimsical, and irreverent sometimes. And there's this lightness and sense of humor that seems to be absent, certainly in a lot of the French folk music I was playing a few weeks ago.
I think it depends what you listen to.
Yeah, I think Malicorne, they were very slick and maybe influenced by the English folk bands. And they had a great way of having all those super tight harmonies, really beautiful harmonies. And they went in that direction, I think. But we've met some bands in Brittany that are pretty funny and pretty crazy.
Because the repertoire goes,
it
reflects life. So with the fun and happy and aspect and the somber and tales of murders that were passed through villages by traveling singers. So you have all those. It depends if you like drinking songs better or if you like murder ballads better. But
I think there's definitely
a lot of both.
Lots of both. And I think what we've been realizing and lots of the touring Quebecois bands definitely put a big emphasis on the fun songs. I think it's really a way to get people who are not sharing the same language with you if you're touring somewhere else. If you do the happy song, I think people can really relate to the joy, even if you don't understand the lyrics. But if you sing a 10-minute long lament about murder, people might get asleep after 3 minutes and a half.
So you might scare them off.
It's a theory, maybe, why you guys are more exposed to the very happy Quebecois tune. And we tend to do them, too.
So Quebecois music draws its influences from French folk as well as from the Celtic music of Ireland and Scotland, and even some Scandinavian?
It's hard to say, but when we hear some tunes in Quebec, they definitely have connections to some tunes in Scandinavia. It might be by way of Scotland, but who knows?
Yeah, it's a good guess, I think.
Yeah.
Because some melodies for the songs we have reflect in the melodies that they have in for instrumental music in Norway. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a link there, but it's just never been researched. Because they have intricate foot patterns. They just don't, in Norway, they just don't mic it. But fiddlers definitely have like different foot patterns for the different dance rhythms that they play.
Yeah, it's definitely something, yeah, we share with music of Norway.
My special guests today are the three members of Janti Karom from French Canada in Quebec. I have a request, and I don't know if this is something you can do. You have a new CD out called Nage Ramure, and I was wondering if maybe I could get you to play the opening song, and this might be throwing you for a loop.
None at all. That's what we were planning to play right now.
Don't say that. Don't say that. No, actually, we have not played it for the last year. We'll try to remember it for you.
And this is called Tout le long du voyage. It's a song about the dangers of river rafting.
Yeah. Well, actually, like, it's a good example you were talking about. We do all the happy songs. And this is it's a sad text, or it just reflects the hard part of being a voyageur. And we do it in a way that if you don't understand the lyrics, you might think it's a happy song.
Exactly.
There you go. We'll let Alex tune. That's a song we were happy because it features Alex, our flute player, as a second fiddler on that one.
Yeah, and the fiddles have to be tuned a certain way.
That's right.
There's a lot of cross-tuning in what we do. So now it's open D. We still have to fine-tune his instrument.
Make a few adjustments. I guess my request took Alex by surprise. So.
Oh, but we just needs to tune. If he would have played fiddle on another song, he would have had to tune as well, I think. Because last night after the show, we were trying to figure out there was a missing piece of equipment. And all my stuff was packed, so I played on Alex's fiddle for a while and retuned it in weird ways. So that's why he has to tune it now.
That's good. It should be good in about 15 minutes.
Oh, no.
No, he's ready.
Yes, it's fiddle-licious. Nice chorus.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. habitants s'aiment son grain d'eau du soir au matin. Et sa femme en a bien soin, et sa femme en a bien soin. Oh, c'est un mariage que d'épouser le voyage. J'attends venir un jour.
Members of the Québécois band Gentil Corum performing live for us today here on KALW 91.7. And we heard them performing the song Tout le long du voyage, a song about young men putting their lives in jeopardy, traveling the rivers of Canada. And you are right, Jan, this is a song of contrast. The lyrics are very dark and ominous, but the melody to those lyrics are very rhythmic, lively, playful, and you feel like getting up and dancing to it.
I know. We like contradictions like that.
So, the foot percussion is a very prominent part of Québécois music. And Pascal, you're the foot percussionist in the band.
I am.
And you also sing and play the fiddle. So is it difficult doing all three of those things at the same time?
It's very difficult.
Right. It's a bit like being a juggler. You have to keep your eye on all three balls on the air at the same time.
It's like juggling while on top of a big cylinder that's on the below a planche, you know. It's about
a roller bola? Is it the name?
I don't know. Maybe that's it.
It's a nice image anyway.
Yes. In my image, the guy juggling has a tutu. But that's
dancing crocodiles around for just a little edge.
So
Pascal, but you want to know about foot stomping?
Yes.
And
it's a kind of clogging, isn't it?
Well, we're sitting down,
right,
while doing it, and no standing allowed. So that's. That's not part of our tradition. That people do clog while fiddling in other traditions, and it's become very popular. But for Québécois, the person providing the rhythm is sitting down, and I'm wearing normal shoes with leather soles. But like any kind of combination you can think of has been tried, and there's no actual formula for it. So what I prefer is leather soles, but I could talk just about that aspect of it for a long, long time. We don't know how it evolved. We don't know where it comes from. One story that's my favorite is that they would put a melody player on a table in the kitchen, which was usually the biggest room in the house. And that person would stomp out the rhythm. And over the years, the rhythm got more and more intricate. And that's how we ended up with the...
Yeah, as far as I know, the foot percussion sound is not part of the French folk tradition in France.
No.
Never
and
heard
it's not
that.
Part of the Celtic tradition either.
No, it's a French-Canadian thing. You can find it, all the French-Canadians, if they, like people that moved to the United States in the Northwest, in New England, they do it, playing fiddle. French-Canadians in Canada, in Manitoba, and even the Métis cultures, which were a blend of the first French settlers and the natives. They have that as well. So it's, I don't know, it really happened. It evolved on the territory of the province of Quebec at some point.
So let's talk about another distinctive feature of Quebecois music, and that's mouth music. And can one of you tell us what it is? It's kind of... It sounds like diddling or lilting, and some people call it nonsense syllables.
I think it's exactly the same as lilting or mouth music, and you find it in the British Isles for sure, or I don't know if it's an okay term anyway. You find it in England, and you find it in Ireland and Scotland. It's just a way to sing out a fiddle tune. We hear it from the Gaelic in Scotland up north, and they even have words to that, but they're really nonsense words that don't really mean. They don't say a story, but they're just really rhythmical words. And we have that too. So it probably comes from over there. And it's a way to sing a fiddle tune if you don't have a fiddle. And guess what makes it the Quebecois lilting difference is this kind of sound we use. And I think within Quebec, we all have different styles when we sing something. But maybe we can do one for you and you hear it.
I was about to ask that. You read my mind, Jan.
What should we do? You want to do ta-da-dee-da-dum, or maybe another one that that we all three of us know very well.
Da-da-dee-da-dum.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So who wants to start?
I'll start. And
Jan will start.
So it's a fiddle tune, it's a crooked tune, but it's also... We first heard it as a fiddle tune, but it was called Turlute Acadienne, Acadian mouth music. So I'm sure the fiddler probably learned it from someone who was singing it. So this, a version of it.
Chante Carum, the trio from Quebec, live here in the KALW studios, performing some mouth music. And the term for mouth music in Quebecois is turlute.
Absolutely, yeah.
Turlutte. Well, we've been talking about the Quebecois folk tradition and kind of deconstructing it so we can all get a better understanding of what makes Quebecois folk distinct. And another aspect of Quebecois music is it has a lot of jigs and reels, very similar to the Celtic music of Ireland and Scotland.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. They're jigs and reels that definitely have a Quebecois accent. So some of them are, you can play it to an Irish fiddler and say, oh, we have that exact same tune, but just slightly different. And we have other fiddle tunes that for them, for an Irish fiddler and Scottish fiddler, will feel very foreign. And I think those might be the song that take root in France, in some section of France that had some rigodon or some fiddle music, or also maybe influenced by English melodies. Because we do have songs in Quebec that are in a 3-2 time, which is very unique to Quebec. We don't find much of them in Scotland or Ireland, but there are some 3-2 hornpipes that are played in the north of England and Northumbria. So some people think that that might be the origin of those 3-2 tunes. We call those tunes brandies in Quebec. So they definitely take root in many different places.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard another thing that makes Quebecois music distinct from the Irish and Scottish jigs and reels is something called crooked tunes. And you mentioned that a few minutes ago, Jan. In French, it's known as air croche. Can you explain what crooked tunes are?
Yeah, crooked tunes are, they're crooked compared to a non-crooked tune. And a non-crooked tune is a standard reel or jig that is based on a really fixed form of a 16 beat or measures or forms. So you have A, B, B. They all have a very symmetrical form with 16 beats in every part repeated. A crooked tune would be a tune that instead of having that 16 beat divided in four measures or four, maybe the second measure will have only 3 beats, or the third measure will have 5 beats, or just ends up having a few extra beats or a few beats that are removed that are very confusing for the first time you try to accompany a tune like that on the piano or the guitar, or the first time you try to dance on a song like that. But in Quebec, we have lots of those, and some of them got very famous, so every step dancer will know exactly how this particular tune is crooked, and they'll just follow the beats the way they fall naturally in the song.
Or they won't know exactly, but I've know a few step dancers. Some of them want to know how it's crooked. Others just want to float over it until they know, because they know the melody. They just don't know it intellectually. So they'll float over it, but they know when the end of the phrase is coming, and then they'll mark that. And there are, in those tunes, usually there are some parts that are more square than others. So,
well, I feel sorry for the beginning dancers who are trying to get used to dancing to this music when they encounter a crooked tune.
But we have many, many square ones.
Yeah,
if we play for contras, we play square tunes all evening.
You don't throw in crooked tunes. Well, that's
unless
very
we're
nice.
Asked for them.
Yes. Yeah. We have dances in Quebec which are called veillée de danse or set carré, and we can play mostly, usually the repertoire is not crooked. There's a few crooked tunes you can play, but we're sometimes called to play in the States for the contra dance, which is a kind of similar scene, but they ask for very non-crooked tunes. So,
Well they should. Members of Janty Karam are here in the KALW studios today. Can you give us a demonstration of what a crooked tune sounds like?
Yeah,
which one?
Tune.
Well, the first one you played, that was recorded on La Bibournoise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the very first thing. Grandeur's Opossum.
That's pretty crooked.
Yeah. But let's play.
It's guitarist pick.
My pick? Do you want to play Cédulie? Can you play that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
C'est parti faire la suite quand même.
I can play it.
You can play it on the fiddle, and then we play it 2 times, and then we go into. can you play la tonalité? La tune de la bottine en mineur majeur.
André Alain.
André Alain. Yeah.
That one.
Oh, we can play that one in F. Can you play
I'm
that?
Sure, Alex knows that very well.
Well, okay. I think we figure out what we play. They're all crookedness.
Yeah. For you want to start the second one?
Maybe not.
Let's just play. We'll see. Maybe we'll fall in the crooked hole.
And while you were talking, I retuned the fiddle, so. There we go. Cédulie. 3, 4.
the Jante Karom Trio performing some crooked tunes for us this afternoon on Folk Music.
Right there, improvising.
Yes.
That's full that's just traditional repertoire we're playing.
So I understand there's this new Quebecois folk revival going on right now, and your band, Jante Karom, is one of the leading groups at the forefront of this revival, along with Le Vent du Nord and La Voisine Souriante.
We're just running away from all the good bands, young bands. We're not really leading them, escaping, screaming like ladies.
So why do you think there's this renewed interest among younger musicians in Quebecois music?
There was always a big interest, I think. Unless you're talking about our parents' generation.
I think I am. What I read was there was a lot of interest in Quebecois music in the 60s and 70s, and then in the 80s it kind of hit a nadir, and then it's just recently come up in the 90s and in this decade.
Yeah.
Well, I think there is a folk revival in Quebec since like 93, 94. With La 92, like La Bottine Souriante releasing Jusqu'aux Petites Heures, the first album with the horn section on all the on the whole album, that really started the folk revival. And there's kind of waves since then in the folk revival with more or less bands and more or less people who are not like trad music fanatics that are going to concerts and everything. But it's been a pretty
It's been pretty steady.
Since the early 90s. Yeah.
So why are you guys in particular interested in the Quebecois folk tradition? Because I understand the three of you, when you started your professional careers, were specializing in other genres of music, in jazz, big band, and classical when you were studying in college at the university.
Well, we can't study traditional music at the university.
That's true.
There's no program.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. But some people are working on that. And I think it's just a great music. You can put it on par with all the great traditional music, like flamenco music or other traditions. And nowadays, since people don't have the feeling that it's their parents' music, because at the end of the 50s, the beginning of the 60s, the French Canadians in Canada, was a big revolution that people have called the Quiet Revolution. And people said, out with the old stuff, in with the new. So they stopped like transmitting more in the general population. People just bypassed traditional stuff.
It was seen as old-fashioned, old school.
Exactly, yeah. And that stigma isn't around for our generation and the younger generation. So it's just a cool music that you can play. And you can choose to play that, or you can choose to play other other type, bossa nova or jazz music or Swedish or Irish music.
Do you ever incorporate those other influences that you had studied in the past, classical, jazz, into Quebecois music? Do those influences seep into Quebecois traditional, or do you keep them separate?
I think they do influence us, but we're very aware of being as true to the spirit of the music as we can. So we really like the traditional music in its traditional form. So we try, of course, we like rock bands and trance music, or like all kinds of music that we can hear today. And that influences the way we think of music. But when we play traditional music, we try to be as true. Like it's not purity at all. It's just the spirit of it, being true to the spirit of it. And I think putting a bossa nova beat on top of a Quebecois reel, for me, that's not part of keeping true to the
music. That would seem a little odd. So you're keeping true to the spirit of Quebecois traditional, but the music is always evolving.
I think so. And I think we love the music as is, as Pascal said. So we don't feel we need to enhance it. We don't think it needs to be enhanced by adding a drum beat or something. But I think the way we play, maybe the way I play guitar will make you think as a drum, or the way I play guitar make you imagine maybe a bass line. Or so we because we have that in us, that's the music we like to listen.
Yeah, that's a great example.
It's just a very natural way for us to play.
Like the traditional beat, it's either that or the double. But since we've heard many good drummers, then you can add some syncopation into it. That's not traditional, but it's made with a traditional instrument, and you can use it sparingly in the music to make it a bit different.
Yeah, it's a question of a dose.
Yeah.
Small dose of new things. And
well, it's been wonderful having the three of you here today. Can you take us out with one more song?
Yeah, sure. We'd love to.
Should we do an a cappella?
Yeah, let's end with...
whatever you want to do.
We'll do a short one. It's a song that's called La Belle en vous aimant. And that's another song with some things you would normally think are opposite. It's kind of a love song, but there's some verses in it about cooking small rodents in a stew. So there's some gastronomy aspect in this love song. La Belle en vous aimant. And they're just getting ready now.
All right.
Getting in the a cappella format. Okay.
La belle en vous aimant, perdrai-je mes peines, moi qui vous aime tant, perdrai-je mon temps.
Si tu veux manger du lièvre, tu n'as qu'à courir après, là-bas dans ces petits bois de forêt.
Y'en a des gros paquets, la belle en vous aimant.
Perdrai-je mes peines, moi qui vous aime tant,
perdrai-je mon temps. La belle en vous aimant, perdrai-je mes peines, moi qui vous aime tant, perdrai-je mon temps.
Attrape, 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 attrape si tu peux, des wawaron, des écureux.
Tu te feras un pot-au-feu, la belle en vous aimant.
Oh, perdrai-je mes peines, moi qui vous aime tant.
Perdrai-je mon temps, la belle en vous aimant. Perdrai-je mes peines, moi qui vous aime tant. Perdrai-je mon temps.
Si les blaireaux sont pris à manger du porc-tipi, on va te les faire payer
à manger du loup-cervier. La belle en vous aimant,
perdrai-je mes peines, moi qui vous aime tant.
Perdrai-je mon temps, la belle en vous aimant. Perdrai-je mes peines, moi qui vous aime tant. Perdrai-je mon temps.
Si le foreman en veut du bon sirop d'érable, y'aura qu'à entoyer
toutes les poutrelles de l'étable. La belle en vous aimant,
oh, perdrai-je mes peines, moi qui vous aime tant.
Perdrai-je mon temps, la belle en vous aimant. Perdrai-je mes peines, moi qui vous aime tant. Perdrai-je mon temps.
The Jante Corum Trio from Quebec. Pascal Gem on fiddle and foot percussion, Jan Fauquet on guitar, Alex de Grosbois-Garon on wooden flute and fiddle. Thanks so much for stopping by and educating us on Quebecois folk music.
Thank you, Joanne. It was really, really fun.
And thanks also to Bob Campbell, who engineered today's program. Chante Coron makes its debut tomorrow evening at the Freight and Salvage in downtown Berkeley, 2020 Addison Street. And it will be great to see lots of you showing up for their Freight debut and giving them a warm Bay Area welcome. And let's close with a song from Chante Coron's most recent recording, Najee Ramir. And I thought I'd let the three of you choose the song that we're going to go out with.
Well, since Alex didn't play bass here in our radio setup, let's play one with bass. So this is one of the most, you've heard maybe the most traditional stuff here in the station. And when we go the furthest away from that, it's probably when we play something like Le Ril Circulaire. And Ril Circulaire is a tune from a Franco-American called Daniel Boucher. He lives in Connecticut. And we've arranged it with electric bass. And it sounds a little bit like what you're about to hear.
And while we're listening to Chante Coron, I have two pairs of tickets to give away to tomorrow's concert at the Freight and Salvage. The phone-in number, 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. And I want to give these tickets away to folks who haven't won anything from KALW in the last 6 months. And the first two people who can answer this question will win a pair of tickets to see Chante Coron tomorrow evening at the Freight. Here's the question. Now, we've been talking about how foot percussion is a prominent feature in Quebecois music. I want you to tell me which of the three members of Chante Coron is the foot percussionist.
Oh, I know.
And this is a test to see if you've been paying attention. 415-841-4134 if you get the correct answer. And even if you don't remember or you haven't been listening carefully, you have a 1 out of 3 chance. Is it Jan? Is it Alex? Is it Pascal? 415-841-4134. Good luck.
Thank you.
Jean de Carome on Folk Music and Beyond from their most recent recording, Nage Ramure. We heard Real Circulaire. And congratulations to Lynn and Danny. They got the correct answer to my question, which of the members of Jean de Carome is the foot percussionist? The correct answer is Pascal Gem. He also sings in the band and plays the fiddle. And Lynn and Danny won tickets to see Jean de Carome tomorrow evening at the Freight and Salvage in downtown Berkeley. This is Folk Music and Beyond, 91.7 KALW San Francisco. I'm Joanne Marr, and we continue with more music from French Canada, starting with Heart Rouge.